alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Leave me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, and one beer, one bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Yep, it's the last United Center Carnival Wagon roll of the Hawks season, but we will begin to roll the Carnival Wagon at Guaranteed Rate Field coming up in just a few weeks. So we were out there yesterday for opening day. And it turns out, here's the lucky thing. You know, we got to meet Chef Mike a couple of years ago here at the United Center, and he's the the guy, the executive in charge of all of the food here at the United Center. And the United Center is a great eating experience, whether you're on the concourse or you're in any of the other places. The restaurants, Kettle One Club is amazing.
Yes.
The Governor's Room, all those places always have been amazing to eat here. And then it turns out, as we signed this deal with the Chicago White Sox, it turns out that Mike's also in charge of that place, too.
How about that? And boy, are we glad about that.
I'm following you around.
Yes. Yes,
we're following you anywhere.
So we get an opportunity to talk about a little bit of what's happening at Guaranteed Rate Field. And you brought an amazing amount of food options here, and these are available in the restaurants, and for the suite level, and whether you want to go to, they got the Guaranteed Rate Club, right? Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
Which is the one of the best fan experiences in America in sports.
Yeah, it's a great seat. And back in the day, originally that was the press box.
Right.
You sit
behind. Yeah. You sit halfway between the home plate and first base, and home plate and third base, and right in the middle there as well. And you can and it's a fully catered, food and drink throughout the baseball game, before the game and then during the baseball game. You got these great seats where you overlook the whole thing, and it's actually even reasonably priced. And so it's an amazing opportunity for people who want to take advantage of that. So what did you bring? What's happening here that you brought?
Can we start with the knuckleballs, Chef Mike? Because those are kind of delicious.
Right here,
knucklehead.
Oh, right.
You get the rim shot. Two rim shots for that one.
Yeah, nice job.
So whenever we go into things, we always look for what's that food story and try and develop that food story. And then for Sox, Southside, Chicago, hardworking people, comforty, good-tasting food. And that knuckleball is just some homemade pizza dough stuffed with some mozzarella cheese.
Oh,
and
perfect.
Fried up and served with some marinara.
Somehow it just works beautifully.
It's a retake on – it's a deconstructed pizza. Is basically what it is, right?
It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. By the way, I want to say
that's not
the way
it.
A Sox fan would say it necessarily. I would say, Sox fans are not going to, want to actually engage in the concept of deconstruction, but they will engage in the concept of this.
So as you can see here, we have a deconstructed pizza.
Yeah. Right.
It's a nice flat of mozzarella. Like, give me a knuckleball.
I got your knuckleball
right here. I had a guy say something to me yesterday in the men's room that is not repeatable.
Yes, he came out here. He like leapt into my arm. Said, somebody said something that would have been politically incorrect in the 70s.
Oh, jeez.
Not a fan of the show.
And they were a fan. They were the guy was a fan of Rome.
Yes, yeah,
that was a compliment by insulting.
But he was referencing my north-sidedness.
I was going to say, was he calling you out for your Cubs fandom?
Well, no, for my north-sidedness.
Okay.
I mean, you're
bisexual, as you pointed out.
I'm bisexual, yeah. But he didn't like that. Yeah. And I truly believe it's because I have hair product in, which was the reason that happened. But that's
also, you were asking where the attendant was in the men's room, and that was the problem.
Hey, where are the breath mints?
I got to say very quickly, too, the knuckleball, Chef, is a great concept for the White Sox because they had two of the greatest knuckleballing pitchers of all time, White Wilhelm, the great reliever, and then Wilbur Wood, the knuckleballer, who actually started in both games of a doubleheader back in the 70s because he threw the knuckleball, and he had 24 wins and 20 losses in the same season. No one's ever going to have that kind of a record again, and it was all because they threw that knuckler, which didn't have the wear and tear on the arm.
Right, because you just throw it at any speed because it's the way you were holding the ball, and the thing would wobble around in the air. I don't know why they haven't brought that back.
Every once in a while, you get it. Who was the guy in the Mets? There was a knuckleballer.
R.A. Dickey for a little bit had some success.
Well, there was there's one thing with Wilbur Wood, though. Wilbur Wood had the unspeakable injury in the late 1970s where someone hit the knuckleball right back at him, right into his kneecap. And then it's one of those things where, that basically did it for me, is thinking about it as a knuckleball career move. That was it. Because if you did get a hold of it, it was never going to come down. That was the one bad side.
The catchers would go crazy with that giant mitt trying to stop that knuckler. Oh, man.
All right. Okay, so what else do we have here?
We took a little take on a Southern Illinois Springfield kind of famous dish at a famous diner, and it was called a horseshoe. So to kind of make it that food story, Chicago White Side, South Side, instead of putting a hamburger patty, we put it on garlic toast with a sausage patty. And then it's topped with fresh-cut fries and a little cheese sauce.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nice.
And then you seem to have you have empanadas, right?
Buffalo chicken empanadas.
Oh, my God.
Those have got to be popular.
With some salsa on top of it. Nice. That's real nice.
And then a homemade meatball sandwich. And I will tell you that meatballs are homemade.
Okay. Oh. They're
beautiful.
When you say home, who's home?
They're made at the cell.
Wow.
Right inside there.
Yeah. See, they don't call them housemade like they do at all the fancy restaurants, right?
Yes. Yeah, no. It's homemade.
Homemade.
Over here by guaranteed rate.
And the chef is Italian, so they're good
meatballs.
How
about that? Yeah.
So how many does he have to make in a day?
They what they're doing is they're kind of pre-making them in batches for the homestand.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So when we do things, we'll test them out.
I got to tell you, but the meatball, it's you make it, and then you cook it, and you wait a day or two, and then you reheat it. It
tastes better?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll always look at things. When we develop a new item, we're kind of crazy. We'll put it in a hot box for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah.
We'll freeze it, bring it out 3 days later, cook it, see how it reacts. Oh, so then we have a better understanding how we can really get the best of everything, the quality, the taste, the flavor, but also be able to do it in mass volume.
Yeah. I mean, thousands of these things you got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some. The freezer's kind of full right now with some meatballs.
What do you think is going to be the hit here that people are just going to – that's going to take off? Any feeling for that yet, Mike?
You know what? I personally love all of it. I think the horseshoe is unique and cool.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you can't go wrong with any of them. I think somebody's going to connect with any of those dishes.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a new breaded fried steak sandwich, which is very Chicago-y. Which is also really good as well.
Okay, let's talk about the booze, because we would be remiss if we did not. You've done something here. This is pretty unique, and this is available where in the stadium?
So this is on the club level.
Okay.
And it's at a portable, so it's not a concession stand. We kind of did a throwback to an old – we actually have a bar, but it's an old kind of bar maybe during Prohibition we'd walked into downstairs. So it's got these really cool hip – leather-wrapped iron chairs.
Oh, fun.
And we even dressed the bartender to play the part. But these are our cocktail-inspired gelato and sorbets.
Cocktail-inspired.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a creme de menthe one right over there. Right?
Yeah, that's our spin on a grasshopper. So then we topped it with a little whipped cream, thin mint, and a mint-filled Oreo cookie.
So,
oh, boy.
So it's a dessert.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it might have a little bit of... If you're under 21, you cannot have
it. For mom and dad.
Is that correct?
You cannot.
This is for mom and dad, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's for mom and dad. It's a grown-up dessert.
It's a grown-up dessert.
Give the kid the Oreo and make them happy and then, finish the rest.
Because, there's a lot of people who decide if they want to have a dessert or drink.
That's true.
It's very true. It's like a calorie kind of thing.
Very true. And I give up dessert all the time.
Right, and here's the thing. Both.
Both.
Yeah. One-stop shopping.
One-stop shopping. Right.
This is when mom and dad take that lift from Alsip down to the ballpark there.
Exactly.
For Ubering.
Right. Or worst case scenario, how far south does Red Line go?
It's a transportation out here.
You're in for a little bit of a surprise at 95th, but okay. That's one way of doing
it. It's harmless.
Take an Uber from there.
That's a perfect drink. Because, the ice cream sort of can't, or the sorbet, you said that's in it.
There's two. We have a couple that are gelato, and then the two sorbets we have today, there's a Moscow Mule flavored sorbet, and then the other one is a throwback to a Hemingway daiquiri. So it's not the frozen daiquiri. It's made with rum and a little grapefruit juice and lime juice.
Yeah. Nice. Yes, that's the Sloppy Joe's daiquiri down in Key West.
Is it? Yeah. So, I mean, they're very tasty. It's a good blend of sorbet or gelato, and then you get the little bit of the alcohol. Yeah. It's the Carnarvon wagon. We got to have alcohol.
You did the right thing, Chef. Thank you for doing the right thing. Hey, by the way, congratulations on your Villanova's.
Oh, yeah.
You're having quite a year as a born and bred Philadelphian.
Yeah, I still can't grasp it. I still don't know how to enjoy it. I was pretty passionate until about 2 minutes left in the game.
Yep.
I told you my whole routine when it comes to watching Villanova basketball. So it gets pretty intense.
Then he just showed me a video of it, too. We can't talk about it, but I'm going to tell you something. The man is very intense.
Some celebrating going on at the Chef Mike household?
Yeah. It was the one they won 2 years ago when no one picked them to win, and when the guy hit the last second shot, I kind of lost my mind, and my wife was taping it.
Yeah,
so it's
that's nice.
Good to look back on now, but it can never get out, though, that video.
Oh, jeez.
One of those, jeez.
It is one of those.
You better be nice to your wife.
I saw it. It is not. You definitely don't want it to get out.
Oh,
and
no.
As a matter of fact, right now, I think we should have it destroyed before anybody in the management here finds out about it.
Visually or auto. You know what?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Really quite a moment. Really quite a moment. So congratulations to you. I look forward to an amazing season out at Guaranteed Rate, too.
Yeah, we'll see you over there. Everyone come out and support the Sox.
Yep. And we'll be right back here in the fall. And, of course, you also have, there's a ton of really great stuff. The Laver Cup is coming here. I call it Laver Cup, which is another reason that the Sox got yelled at me in the bathroom yesterday. The Laver Cup, which is going to be indoor tennis here in Chicago, which is going to be, it's the Ryder Cup of tennis.
Yes.
Here at the United Center this summer, you got a number of really great shows, really great concerts that are coming.
And we're already starting on new creative things for next season, believe it or not.
And when we come back here in the fall for the championship 2018-19 campaign of our beloved Blackhawks.
That's right.
There's a couple other places that we'll be emanating from here because you've added, there are a lot of entertainment and restaurant options that are going to be opening up for this fall.
We're nowhere near finished. There's a lot of cool things that are going to be coming online. As you know, I can't really tell you.
God. Really? Here we go again.
You showed me a video of something that is illegal in 14 states.
You now know that content. He can use it against you, Chef Mike.
He could.
We will find out what's in that player green drink before we're done with you. That super secret one.
Chef Mike, thank you very much, my friend. Thanks for being with us. Go Hawks and go Sox.